From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is expressing cautious optimism about the way the war is progressing in Afghanistan. NPR's Rachel Martin reports the White House released its long-awaited progress report today.
The president took the podium flanked by the Vice President Joe Biden, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. It was meant as a show of solidarity for a war strategy in Afghanistan that the president says is working despite challenges.
In many places, the gains we've made are still fragile and reversible. But there is no question we are clearing more areas from Taliban control and more Afghans are reclaiming their communities.
The administration's review says that success in Afghanistan depends on getting rid of the insurgent safe havens in Pakistan. Still, the president said enough progress has been made to move forward with plans to bring some U.S. troops home in July of 2011. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
The WikiLeaks founder under diplomatic fire for releasing secret documents about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq is out on bail. Today, a British judge allowed Julian Assange to walk free on more than $300,000 bail. Sweden lost its appeal to keep Assange locked up while it tried to extradite him for questioning in a sex crimes investigation. Today, Assange said this was a welcome break in what's turned out to be a lengthy ordeal.
If justice is not always an outcome, at least it is not dead yet.
While he fights extradition, Assange also faces diplomatic fire for releasing record amounts of secret diplomatic cables and other classified documents. There's a fresh sign that consumers are more willing to spend. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that stronger demand for imported goods helped push the trade deficit wider in the third quarter.
The Commerce Department says imports were up 1.7% from the previous quarter, growing to more than $494 billion and pushing up the current account deficit by more than 3%. It's the fifth straight quarterly increase, and the current account deficit is now at its highest in 2 years. The new data suggests that consumers are more optimistic about where the economy is headed. They're buying more imported products, especially clothing, shoes, and household appliances. Exports also showed healthy gains, up 2.2% as the weaker dollar makes American-made products more attractive overseas. The current account is the broadest measure of foreign trade because it includes investments between the United States and other countries. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The tax cut compromise President Obama struck with congressional Republicans last week is under review in the House. A day after it easily passed the Senate, House Democrats are trying to make changes to the more than $800 billion package. It includes a 2-year extension of Bush-era tax cuts, while also extending unemployment insurance to millions of Americans. This is NPR News. Two young men have pleaded guilty to setting a series of church fires in East Texas earlier this year. Bill Siebel with member station KERA in Dallas reports the defendants face life in prison.
In a Tyler, Texas court, 20-year-old Jason Bork and 22-year-old Daniel McAllister admitted to setting the fires in January and February. Nobody was injured, but 10 churches were destroyed or damaged, and state and federal officials launched an investigation. Thanks to security video and other evidence, the two boyhood friends were arrested in February. They waived a jury trial. Bork pleaded guilty to 5 counts of arson and 3 counts of attempted arson. McAllister admitted to a pair of arson counts and 2 attempted arson counts. Prosecutors want life sentences for both men. Sentencing is set for January 10th of next year. For NPR News, I'm Bill Siebel in Dallas.
New signs of hope for the weak housing market. Construction rose nearly 4% from October to November, following 2 months of declines. The gains attributed mainly to breaking ground on single-family homes. But overall, the sector's recovery remains sluggish. The pace of housing starts is the slowest it's been since April of 2009. Pakistani intelligence reporting today a suspected U.S. missile strike against militants in the Khyber region. They say 7 people were killed. Here's the latest from Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 47 points at 11,505. On news of some positive economic news out today, the NASDAQ Composite Index rising 18, it's at 2635. S&P 500 up 6 at 1242. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.